bringing memories to make you smile.
Praisewald Radio.
Praisewald Radio. Nigeria's number one gospel radio station.
Okay. Let me summarize the testimony. In 2013, yes, 2013, or 2012, I died. I was going to have my baby, my last daughter, and there were complications. They opened me up, and I stepped out of my body, saw them when they were doing all the things they were doing. In short, the five of the nurses that were there, three of them were going for a party. They were doing, I beg, make this one. If you want die, may die. If you want bomb, may bomb. They have a party to attend. That is why your relationship with God is not a public, and I mean, it's not a crowd thing. It's a one-on-one thing. Because when it comes to the final point or destination, nobody really cares. You will still answer to your maker. And as I was outside my body looking at what was going on, I shook my head. I said, "Nawao." So the people that are even operating on me, they don't really care if I live or die. And I saw an angel of the Lord step in the room, and he said, "Come with me." And we were moving at the speed of a comet, or let me say at the speed of a rocket. That was how we were moving. And we flew so high up that I became dizzy. I was wondering, which heaven are we going to? This heaven is far. And finally, we came to a particular plane, and I saw a girl with golden hair. She sat down, but she was chained. And the angel of the Lord said, "That is your daughter. Now, loosen the chains from around her. Every chain around you, around your destiny, around your career, around your education, wherever you are being chained in the realm of the spirit, wherever you are being restricted and limited, I speak to you women, I speak to you girls and boys, I speak to you young adults that have a vision and you are crying out for it to manifest. I decree in the name of Jesus, with the power of God vested upon me, every chain of limitation is loosened off your life in Jesus' name." And so I loosened her, and as I was loosening her, I saw my Lord Jesus, and he told the angel, "Take her down." And I began to look that, wow, this is my Savior, this is my King, this is to who I pray, worship, go to church, do evangelism. He is the author and finisher of my faith. What do I have to say? What do I have to give? And he looked at me and said, "Nene, the will and what I originally called you to do, you are gradually stepping out of it. I want to encourage you. I know people have said that gospel music is this, doesn't pay, it doesn't this. If you know you have a call to be in the ministry, don't shy away from it. It will determine so many things in your life. Like the pastor who came here, he said, he has buried his head in his Bible, and today God is rewarding him. The Bible said he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Trials will come. Temptations will come. But don't turn your back. Don't say, no, I'm no longer a minister. I'm now an inspirational singer. I am no longer a kinikon now. You give yourself a name, and thereon you stray from the path. And he said, "Nene, you have been deviating from what I sent you to do." And he began to speak to me. "Go back to your original call. I want to speak to you today. Go back to your original call." The Bible says, except a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abideth alone. You must go through the death process of your vision. The birth of your vision, the death of your vision, and the resurrection of the vision. If Jesus went through it, you must go through it. He said so many things to me. But I said, I don't want to go back. I want to stay here. He said, no. If I make you stay, there will be so much sorrow on the other side that a lot of people will lose faith in me. If a sister Nene can die like that, what are we doing? No, go back. Go back and rewrite all your wrongs. Go back and rewrite all your wrongs. The ministry of reconciliation is here for you. If you are backsliding, if you threw away your Christian faith, if you were once prayerful and now you don't really pray like that again, if you used to read the Bible before and now you don't have time, go back. Go back. The Lord is coming soon. He's no longer far away anymore. The Bible said, nearer is your faith and your salvation than from when you first believed. Don't think it's hocus pocus. On that day, I will not stand for you and you will not stand for me. It is the works that you have done that will speak. And I said, Lord, I don't want to go back. And he said, now you must go. You must go and tell the other ones that are easily straying. You must go and speak to those who, because of their bellies, have turned away from the walk. And I'm here saying this. The angel of the Lord took me back to that hospital room and he said, enter back. And I said, no. He said, enter back. I said, no. He said, enter back. I said, no. And I looked at it. I said, okay, let me go back and do what I was sent to do. You are alive by the grace of God, not by your power, not by your might, not by your money, not by your connections. All those things are vanity. Solomon said, I looked upon the earth and I concluded, vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. I want you to use this period to rededicate your Christian walk with him. If you are a minister in music, whichever field you are in, and just begin to ask God for grace. Ask God for grace. Just say, Lord, give me the grace. Give me the grace. I need you. I can't serve you without you. I can't serve you without you. I need you, oh God. Renew a right spirit within me. Wherever I have allowed the cares of this world to blind me, oh God, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. A broken spirit and a contrite heart, the Lord will not despise. Don't let your heart be hardened today. Don't say, I beg God, I want a story, Joe. Forget that thing. You will still give account. I don't care how many notes you can sing. You will give account. I don't know how many members are in your church. You will give account. Just begin to say, Lord, I thank you for giving me this opportunity to repent again. So many people have missed it and they did not have the opportunity to repent. They died. Just begin to say, Lord, thank you.
Listening to our station is just like wearing your favorite pair of jeans. You never grow tired of wearing it.
Praise World Radio. Praise World Radio. Nigeria's number one gospel radio station.